long band of cloud rolled over the Tennant Creek region Wednesday night, dropping 19.2 millimetres and breaking the August rainfall record for the region in just 2 hours. Further rains during the day gave the area around the town a good soaking. However, the rainfall was fairly patchy, with just 5 millimetres at Helen Springs Station to the north of Tennant Creek and 7 millimetres to the southeast on Kurundi Station. The storm seemed to have dropped all its rain over Tennant Creek Station, managed by Ken Ford.
Oh, mate, we woke up yesterday morning, a few spits on the roof, and, by bloody lunchtime we'd had 55 mils here. I don't think it was not all over, but we get a fair whack on the southern side of us. Oh, it'll definitely green the country back up again, yeah.
And do you have any idea about how widespread the rain was?
It went fairly well onto all over our eastern side there. I haven't been right down to the south here yet, but go down there this morning and have a look. But it looked like it was pretty widespread to the south of us too, but yeah, that's all I can tell you at the moment, mate.
So what does that mean for you now? What are you going to do after you've had that sort of rain?
Oh, mate, I've been trying to do a few shed jobs yesterday, but we've still got a bit of mustering to do, but it'll just have to be put off a bit now. The cattle are spread out, but never knock back rain whenever it comes, mate. It's beautiful.
Are you expecting to get a good bit of grass growth out of it?
Yeah, we still had a bit of green in all the country here, so that'll set us up really good for going in the summer. Yeah, it'll be really nice.
Has that slowed down things on the roads around the station as well? 55 mils, that's a decent downpour.
Yeah, mate, we don't go on the roads. That sort of moisture, we get bogged somewhere for sure.
I think they're talking sort of record sort of rainfall for August. When's the last time you can remember seeing rain at this time around this time of the year?
Yeah, well, we haven't really, mate. When we first came here, 2003, I think they're talking about the record. That was a pretty good wet year. So, we haven't had August rain since then.
And are you hoping for a little bit more over the next couple of days?
Oh, I never knock it back, mate. But I don't like being greedy, but we've probably had enough of it. You know, that's all that comes. We've had plenty. But, they're talking about more rain today, and there's a bit of cloud still around, hanging around here, so you never know what could happen.
Ken Ford from Tennant Creek Station. There was also some light rain to the east of Alice Springs near the Hearts Range. Liz Bird from Indiana Station said they received about 10 millimetres at the homestead.
So that was quite nice. It's been a bit of cloud cover. It's not very good for the solar balls, but it's sort of freshened up a bit of the area. But it has only been very localised. It's not all over the place. My husband's gone for a bit of a fly and it hasn't gone all over the station. But here at the house, it was quite nice.
And how long has it been since you've had any rain there on the station?
About 7-8 weeks ago, we had another, it was about 15 mil probably back then, and that was also again only in spots around the place. So I guess if all the spots keep getting picked up, then we might have green grass all over the property after a few months. But it's always the follow up. If we get more follow up rain or follow up weather, which doesn't dry out any of the good grass or the herbage that'll come out of this, it'll be nice. There's something for the cattle. We've got some cattle from Boolya in Queensland at the moment on adjustment here, and so that'll always help freshen them up a little bit too.
And is that cooler weather that's been around Alice Springs lately going to help things as well?
Well, I don't mind it. My husband can't stand it, so it depends on who you talk to out here. Again, as I said, for a lot of us, solar panels for boars and things, so, although the cattle aren't drinking as much. So, yeah, there's advantages and disadvantages.
Has there been any damage to roads around the place at all?
Oh, no. It's only just been a slow soaking rain. 10 mil doesn't do much at all here, and that just drizzled slowly over the most of the afternoon and the night time before I tipped it out on Wednesday morning. So, no, certainly no damage to any infrastructure or roads or anything.
And are you hoping to get a little bit more rain?
I guess it would always be nice. It'll hold up whatever my husband's got planned, but... You never say no to rain, and also you never say no to follow-up as well. You always need the follow-up, so that'll be nice. Going into summer, just to freshen things up a bit.